Hi guys, thanks very much for tuning in to We Do Tech here on Audio Boo. Yes, that's right, our podcast is full of delightfulness here in our new home. Anyway, thanks very much for tuning in. As always, you can get involved in our website, www.wedotech.net. That's wedotech.net. So please do check it out and get involved in our forums. You could be in for a chance to win an Xbox Live Arcade game. So why not join us and have a little bit of a debate? Okay, over to James Jewell. He's going to talk about a few things that's been happening today. Today, in terms of gameplay, what have you been playing, James?
Well, literally, not had a great deal of time to play on any games today, apart from a bit of firefight mode on ODST. And if you go onto the front page of the We Do Tech website, you'll be able to see me last night having a whale of a time on the crater map. And it really is a fantastic, fantastic game mode.
What do you think of the game then, in terms of, you know, the disappearance of Master Chief?
Well, in terms of the game, if Master Chief was still there, you'd have to say that would this game still have that enigmatic effect? And I don't think it would have been if you were playing him in the game. Instead, you're really getting a little bit of a backstory about what Halo 3 is all about, pre-events of what happens in the games that we've already played through. And you get the side of the view from the USNC.
Worth a purchase?
Absolutely. I mean, some people are actually moaning about the price. But when you think about what you're actually getting, you're getting around about 6 hours of single play. You've got firefight mode, which is a game mode in all its glory. I mean, how many hours do we play of Gears of War 2 Horde? Absolutely hours upon hours of that. And then you've got an extra disc, which has all the multiplayer content from Halo 3, plus all the stuff that you had to pay for, the extra map packs, all bundled on that disc as well. So it's unbelievable value for money. Like I say, you get to play as the USNC soldiers. You take a different look through their lives and complete your missions accordingly.
Don't you think you should be able to just buy the game on its own without the map packs? Because some people just want the game. For instance, people that don't have their Xbox on online, why would they need the Xbox map packs?
Well, I think the map packs were bundled in just to give the game a bit more oomph for its money. I mean, this was never retailed as a £50 game. This was always retailed at a £35 game. Bungie made that abundantly clear that this is not like a fully fledged sequel to Halo 3. It doesn't have that sort of length of time. But from what I've played just on the single player, it's absolutely fantastic. So no, for those that want to play, don't forget this is four player, split screen, multiplayer offline. So they're still getting the same access. They just need to have some friends locally to play it. So
Sounds really good. Tell us about, obviously, the gameplay itself. Does it use the same engine as that of the Halo 3 game?
It uses exactly the same engine, except this time you're not playing, obviously, as Master Chief, so your health does not regenerate. You're finding yourself having to find health packs, and this is the beauty of it. Now, a lot of games went through this, through 2000s to 2006, and it wasn't until Call of Duty 2 where they started to use a system where your health would regenerate by itself. Bringing the health packs into this has added a real level of strategy to the game that you don't get in Halo 3. And sometimes you have hardly any health left. You're nearly dying and you have to dodge, creep your way out of situations, even sometimes run to the hills just to find a map pack. And some of the levels that I've played so far in this game, I've been overrun by enemies. So I've had to try and just run like hell to get to the next checkpoint. And
any frustrating points?
Not so much. I mean, if you're going to go through the third mission, and do the Warthog levels, do not let the computer AI control the actual Warthog itself, because I don't know if you've ever seen a robotic Hoover, the ones that go around the room trying to check out where a fin is first. That's exactly how they drive a Warthog. So you're better off being the driver, and they've got a much better shot.
Excellent stuff. So what else is coming up in the world of We Do Tech, James?
Well, very, very quickly, we've got Dean Case working on a review for Lost Winds 2 and much, much more. We'll reveal everything on the forum.
Okay, so check out the forums, www.wedotech.net. Until next time, we'll see you.